We're up to Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the very top of the page. What the Kohen Gadol says when he does his par. And we said that he does vidui. And we went yesterday, we worked out the order of the vidui. And then he says, the Mishnah says, he says, honor Hashem. This is what we say in davening. Umenayin, how do you know Sheba honor Nema? How do you use the word honor? You know, please Hashem. What kind of expression is that? So we answer, Nemar kan kapara. It says over here by the Yom Kippur, by his par, it says the word kapara. But Nemar lahala, it says later on, chumash. By the mice of Egel, it says also. Kapara, it says kapil amcha Yisrael. Forgive the Yidden. He's malahalan, just like over there, but honor. You use the word honor. Avkan over here also, but honor, use the word honor. Rashi. Umenayin, top of the page. Umenayin sheba honor yehei vidu. So that's how you do this vidu. Nema be kapara bechayid be maise egol. Ulai echpra ba'ad chataschen. Maybe I'll forgive them for their sin. And malahalan be honor. Honor cheta omazeh. When he said honor, you know, chet omer that the people sinned, but please forgive them. So therefore, saving over here. Umenayim has a question: how do you know? Back to the Gemara. How do you know shebeshem? How do you say honor Hashem? Maybe just honor. How do you have to say the Hashem's name? Nem makad is over kapora by Yom Kippur. The word kapora. Nem rabbe egla barufa by egla rufa. It also says kapora malahalim beshem. Just like over there by kapora, when you say kapalam chisrael, that's a pedisa Hashem. Says Hashem. He's Avkan B'Shem, over here also the Hashem's name, Hashem. Omar Abai, he's Abai, B'Shloim Mechayiv, I understand why, by the Beis HaMikdash, it says, by the Egel, it says honor. It doesn't say Hashem. Why didn't you learn out Egel from Egel Arufa, Moshe Ben Shor, said Hashem? Because maybe Lui Alev might have a Havet. This story happened way before, and you know, it happened. Later on, they were told by Egel Arufa. Egel Arufa, Tele Mechayiv. So why by Egel Arufa, when he said, Kapalam Chisro, why doesn't it say the word honor? If that's how you use forgiveness, say forgiveness with the word honor, why is it honor there as well? Rashi. Menayin, three lines on the top. Menayin Shem B'Shem on Hashem. Be'egla Rufa Kape La'amcha Yisrael Hashem Petit Hashem. Bishlam Mechayiv Be'egla Lo Yaliv Lo Yimut To Say Shehei Shem Hashkar Hashem. By the Havav Kar Ovi Yevshul Can It Repeat. So therefore, it says by Egel only honor. There's no Hashem. Ella Egla Rufa Ne'la Mechayiv To Buy Honor by Egla Rufa. She said honor. Answer the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Six lines on top. Chitim, you're going to say Hachinami. You're right. We do say honor. But now we learn that Koinim Oim and the Koinim say just these words. Kapil Am Chisrol. Bila ba honor. Look, come. There's no word honor there. Kasha. Take a problem. Rashi. But now we learn how to set a head. You clearly. My say a goal. Egla Rufa. Beset the Sukha. Sech a Saita. Koinim Oim and the Koinim say. Hachin. Sim. Shoshani. Maskish. Okay. Vaiti Gemara. Behein Oin Achra. What do the Koinim answer? They all answer Baruch Shem Kivoy together. And that's why we say Baruch Hashem loud. One of the reasons we say Baruch Hashem loud today in Bayom Kippur is because they all answered loud Baruch Hashem Kivoy to the Kohen Gadol, whatever he said on the carpet. Tanya Rebbe says, how do I know this? Kishem Hashem Ekra. Hava Goydel Lelekeinu. When Hashem's name is called, bring greatness to his name. Whenever I mention Hashem's name, Atem Hava Goydel. You guys should say something back in response, something nice. Like Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchusu Leilavod. In the Gemara Brachas, we learn from this pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Havel Keinu, that you have to make a bracha before you learn Torah. Kishem Hashem Ekra, you want to learn my Torah? Hashem's words of the Torah's names. Havel Goyd Leilakeinu, bring greatness to Hashem, make a brachas of Torah. And here we're learning how to say Baruch Shem Kivoy, different thing altogether. They talk about how can you learn both things together. Telling about a vitam. Chananya ben Achab Shoim, Chananya the Nefir B'Shur says, Zeicher Tzadik Levroch. Shlomo Melech says these words, Zeicher Tzadik Levroch, you should remember the Tzadik and God bless him. Om the Novi, so the Novi said to Eden, Choyer Shlomo is a Novi. Interesting way of referring to Shlomo as a Novi. When I mention the tzaddik of all the world, which is the rights of all the world, is Hashem. Atem tenu bracha. You have to respond to give a bracha to say baruch shem kavod, baruch shem kavod, whatever. Next Mishnah. The kohen gadol went to the east side of the courtyard. Litzafen hamizbeach. He went to the east side of the courtyard, which is the by the north side of Mizbeach. So the east side is towards the gate, the entrance to the courtyard, which is the entrance to the Beis Hamikdash. Has Gabi Mina, his deputy is on his right side. The Reish Beis of Mismaile, the head of the family of the Kohen of that day, is on his left side. Visham Shnei Seidim, he had two goats. The Kalfi Hoysesha, and he had the red box. The idea was he's going to make a lottery. One goat is going to end up being a chattas, and the other goat will end up being thrown off the cliff, the Azazel. Ubo Shnei Goyrolai Shal Eshkaraya Hayu. There were two lotteries that they drew, and these lotteries were made out of two blocks of wood. But Osan Ben Gamla Shazav, and Yeshua Ben Gamla became the Kohen Gadol, and we learned about that he was, his position was bought, but he did good things. When he was a Kohen Gadol, he made that these lotteries should be made out of gold, much more chashuv. And they praised him for it. Okay. Rashi, Bola the Mizrach, Chayzer Achra, Chayzer Tzad Mizrach, he walked backwards, and he, Samuch LePesach, towards the entrance, Shlohayim, Machnisim, Haseidim, LaHagril, they didn't bring the goats in for this goydel, Elo Sheyiyu, V'Teichol Azor, it should be in the space of the courtyard, you'll see, it says, V'Hemin, Reshav Hashem, they have to be played before Hashem. Avaloy LeKarbon, but it was not brought for a carbon, therefore they didn't bring it. Like yesterday, we learned that they brought it right next to the entrance of the Beis Hamikdash itself. This was the other side of the Mizbeach. Since it was not a carbon, therefore they didn't bring it that close. Al kolkach l'tzad hechel atchu until bo l'shoshech t'rei makriv noisek, and then they used to mark it down like we learned. Hevi leizas ir shoch to the shoch. L'tzof Mizbeach, leim moshuch mekenegon Mizbeach t'tzof, and it wasn't exactly by Mizbeach, it was a bit drawn to the north. She hekineged avish ben mizbech l'tzofer, and it should be in the space between the mizbech and north of it, which is to the wall. The avagav the leishach lehari in shechted l'chayda. What kabbalah has to be north? Only those you shechted. Kamok and kama asav to unit tzofer. Every activity needs north. Vashmina she ain't tzofer kineged mizrachish mizbech. Here we're saying that the north, the part if you're parallel to the mizbech, it's not really north. North is in this over here. Before yesterday we learned that even if you're parallel to the mizbech, it's still considered north if it's a northern part of Mizbech. Here we're saying it has to be beyond the Mizbech, not parallel. Kalpi Ashkerim Balaz, this box, Shal Ishkerua Barosh, some kind of a wood. Shurman Gamla, Kishanisman, Nebehunda, when he became a Kohen Gadol. So this is one of the nice things that he did. They're talking about families of Kohenim who donated things to the Beis Hamikdash. Let's talk about some other ones that did good things. Says the Mishnah, back to the Mishnah, Ben Kotin, there was a family of Kohenim and Ben Kotin. Oysid, the Kier had two taps to wash the hands and feet of the Kohanim every single day. But because the Kier itself was a clay shor, it was a holy keli, anything that stays overnight in that keli is useless. So every night every morning they had to pour out the water from the Kier and put new water and fresh water in. Otherwise you couldn't use that water again. It's a big job. But they came along, this family, before I get to that. So Ben Kotfer came along and he said, you know what, since we now have a girdle, and we have 13 kohenim involved in the bringing of the carbon talmid. One of them does a shchita, doesn't have to wash their hands and feet, because it's kosher bazaar. But all the other 12 activities, let's have all the 12 kohenim washing their hands in unison. So what he did was, yud beis dod l'kir. He fixed up 12 taps to this kir. Shalahoyil el shnai. Initially, he only had two. That's number one. V'af hu oisem muchni l'kir. He also made a pulley for the kir. What do you mean the pulley? What did he achieve by that? Shlayiya Maimam Nifsalim Balina. He didn't want that every night you have to the water because possibly you have to draw new water. So what he did was every night they had a pulley, very heavy the kir, a pulley, and they lowered the kir into the water, which is the spring water on the bottom, so that the water in the kir was attached to the water of the spring, so it never became possible. No lina. Rashi. Ben Kotin, Kohen Gadol, he was a Kohen Gadol. Also, you base dod, li yitzik is a mind for pouring the water, muchni, mefadri gemara, galgul, a wheel, a pulley, le shoykoi, to sink it into the spring, the boy, she a memo, the chabad will make me a kir, so the water should be attached to kir. If you have a mitzvah lina, if it wouldn't be attached, it will be apostled by lina. The fish of kotchi be keli, it's holy in the keli, right in the middle of Mishnah, but like covered kotchi, mul, the apostle, maim, kadoshim. Rashi says it wasn't so much the bother that every morning you had to spill out the water, pour out the water, and draw fresh water, but rather it's not covered that every night definitely something becomes possible. The fact that something becomes possible is not a covered thing. That's the problem with Rashi. We're up to the Mishnah, middle of the Mishnah here. We're talking about different kohenim donated things to the Beis Hamikdash that was considered noble. Next thing was Mumbus HaMelech. Mumbus HaMelech was a ger. He and his mother was Helonia Malka. In fact, they recently found the next initial line. They found this, the palace or the mansion of Helonia Malka. Very interesting. Mikvah in the house. Mumbus HaMelech. Hoya Oise, what he did was, they were very wealthy. Kol Yodas HaKelim Sheyem Kipunish Azov. He made all the handles of the Kelim Kipunish of gold. The most good question would be, what about the Keli itself? So you might as well say, we're talking about those Kelim that you couldn't make the Keli itself gold. The knife or the axe. They couldn't. You need that metal because they have to be functional. But the handle was gold. His mother, Hiloni Imoy, Hiloni Amalka's mother, not to be outdone by her son. Also, so she made Nivresha Shazov, a golden menorah, Al Pesach Hechel, the entrance of the Beis Hamidrash. What was the purpose of that? And Afi also, we'll get to the minute, the Gemara will tell us what the purpose is. Another thing that she donated, another good idea that she had, he also tablet Shazov, she made a golden plate. She parshas Soitik Suvalov. Every time they had a Soitik, they had to bring out a Sefer Torah to write down the parsha that Pasuk, where Hashem said, I erase my name. So instead of having to take a Sefer Torah, she got a golden plate, or template, where they wrote. They recorded on the template the word that pasuk in the Torah, and therefore the kohenim every time they had to write the parsha seita, they would take that plate out and write that parsha seita. Rashi. Rashi. Nivrushta menoda menoda v'dem lo b'seh daniel lekabel nivrushta menoda the dava gold b'maisa b'shatsa. She parshat yisuv alev lo yistadet lo v'teid licht elemen megillah seita. He wouldn't have to ring out a seita every time to write the megillah. Memid the midrash. Says the Mishnah to Nikana, what's Nikana? Nasu Nisim Ladal Seisa. Miracles happened to the doors of the Beis Hamikdash. We'll soon see the story in Gemara by Maskin of the Shvach. They were remembered in a glorious way. Rashi Nasu Nisim Ladal Seisa. Ish Nikana. His name was Nikana. Vinesh Shaloi. Mefuting. My books know exactly what happened. He was Meis Nefesh for the doors of the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore the doors are named after him. Says the Gemara. Medikama, since you say that the Kohen Gadol took the two goats and he went to the north of Mizbeach, see that this Mishnah is not like the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah we learned that the Mizbeach covered the door of the Heichal and therefore half of the Mizbeach was to the north. Here we learned that the Mizbeach seemed to be receded and it was in the south of the entrance and therefore north would only be beyond the Mizbeach. Mani, who is the author of this Mishnah? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the time you learned, Tzfoina Lifnei Hashem, the north of the Mizbeach is in front of Hashem. Sheitzafa Kulei Pnei Pani. We want that the entire north should be Lifnei Heichal Hashem. We want the entire north to be in front of the Heichal and the Mizbeach should be receded to the south. Rashi, Rekom Latov Mizbeach, Shehutzach you said that you have to bring the goats in front of the Mizbech, the north of it. Mikaldin, the Mizbech itself is not found in the north. The Ein Klum Minam Mizbech itself, there's no segment of the Mizbech that's in the north. A segment is in the north. Chazara, the other Kaim, the Mizbech, the Mizbech, Purta, a little bit, Lapis of a Kaim. It's not Mizbech. Tzvoina, Al Yerech, a Mizbech, Tzvoina, North, Loshen, Avid, the space, Mashmahach, Hey, you say the El Tzofer, you have a fun of that the north of the Mizbech, that's the north. The entire north of the courtyard is covered by the space beyond the Mizbech. Says the Gemara, how could it be? Ha reisha Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. Says the Gemara, ha reisha Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Before we learned that the previous Mishnah, we learned Rabbi Shimon that the Mizbech was part of the Mizbech was in the north. And now you tell me, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yaakov, that the entire Mizbech was in the south. How can that be? Rashi, ha reisha Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Amma Mizbech, miktsasim, some partial, where did they check the part between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? So we answer no. Really, Kula Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. All of it, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Learn Bebeinu Ulam Mizbeach. It doesn't mean that they actually shechted between the Mizbeach and Ulam. It means right where the Mizbeach ended. Right there the animal started, but the actual shechted was between the beyond the Mizbech, on the north side, Rashi. Kul Bezer Yaakov Betoni, Bereisha, Par Hoya Oymed, that the Par stood Bebeinu Ulam Mizbech, Shomuch Lebein Ulam Mizbech, next to it. Eitzel Miktoya Tzvayin Shem Mizbech, next to the northern side of Mizbech. Shoyim Mekabin Eitzel HaPesach, they brought it to the opening, B'chol Yechela, that calls Basel, Moshem Chulshu, the Koyin. V'yeis Mekana Yochel HaKarvin, couldn't bring any close to the Maile, Kinnang Mizbech, Labet Sofenu. It wasn't actually by the Mizbech. They went to the very northern tip of the Mizbech. The northern Mizbech was mamish by the entrance of the Heichel. So they had the animal mamish right there in the corner. It really wasn't between the Mizbech and the Ulam. But it was because it was like contiguous to it. They call it Bein Mizbech Ulam. It's amazing. The Mordech came along a block later and changed the whole shot in the Mishnah. Had you not learned his blot, you learned his mission alone, you wouldn't learn a different shot altogether. They would learn literally that was between the Mizbeach and the thing. Now we're learning totally different. Back to Gemara, how was the Kohen Gadol standing there by the Hasgan, his deputy was on the right side, but Reish Beis Abbas, in the head of the family of Kohen, on the left. If somebody walks on the right side of his Rebbe, it's Amoratzuskeit. It's not Terecheretz. But Gemara, now with the mission Hasgan being Minu, this guy was on the right side, but Reish Beis Abbas, boy, number question, Tanya, we learned Shloishim, Mahakal, there are three people walking on a road. Harab Emtsa, the Rab was in the middle. God will be Yemina because my, you should have the God. You should stand in the right side of the Rab, and the cotton is smiling. Chaimatim Shloishim Malachim Shadus. We find the three Malachim who came to present themselves to Avram, Shaboyet Shal Avram. We know Michal was be Emtsa. This is from a Brayse. We don't know from Teira. Michal was in the middle. Gavriel was be Yemina. Gavriel was on the right side. So Michal was the most important. Gavriel was second, and the Rafal was smiling. The Rafal was the least important. That they were really sort of behind the Rebbe, not parallel. Parallel to the Rebbe is not the Cheretz. Because you're equal to your Rebbe, and your right means you're more chashuv than your Rebbe. That's Amaratz's kind. But it means he's standing behind his Rebbe, but on the right side, and the other guy's on the left side. Rashi, Harei Zibur, but the Cheretz is Bokhtos, no, the Ephes. Give him a Machav Derech, Loyel Chuzeh Acher, and one by another, Loyel Bishur Acher, one row. If you like, in a line. So here means they're all parallel to each other. Sorry. So the three doesn't mean a line, it means they're all parallel to each other. How can that be? So the answer is Chasabai Rabbi. Hodig Tony mean Loisha Yelich Etz. This means Shemama standing on his right side. Elama Achaidov, slightly behind him. Be a godly mean the cut as well. Even behind him, the greater one should stand on the right and the smaller one, the inferior one, on the left. It's a god of Shleim Achaidi Rabbi, but they're behind the Rebbe. So you tell me stand behind the Rebbe. But then didn't we learn a Mahalar Keneged Rabbi Ereza Bur? If you're walking towards your Rebbe, your Bur, or in front of him, your Bur. Achaidi Rabbi, behind your Rebbe, Ereza Megasi Ruchim Magaivanik. Standing right behind your Rebbe. So we answered them, it's Tzadir Atzdudi. They weren't mamish behind, they were on the sides. Rahag Rashi, Yogi Zivatanya, Amal, Bukhav, Rabbi, Kenegi Rabbi, Zibur, Achay Rabbi, Hereze, Gassi Ruach. The Tzadir Atzdudi, Loi Eitzel Mamish, Loi Achay Rabbi, not next to, not behind, Eloshi is Kassi, Boi Rabbi, Mixes Tzadir Rabbi, slightly. Then we write the Kalpi, in terms of a box of Roshne Garolo, two lottery. Tell them what we learned. It says in the Pasig, the Nos and Adon should place Al Shnei Asidim on the two goats, Goyrolois. It says plural, Goyrolois. Sounds like perhaps two, they had two pieces for the La Zozel and two for La Hashachatas. Because it says Goyrolois in plural. Then it says in the Pasuk, Goyrol Echel Hashem, and Goyrol Echel Zozel. So see, and that's a singular. So it's more like this. I didn't know. I'm just talking about the Pasuk, and now we're learning more inside. It was on standing more. It says, I would have thought, first of all, I would have thought, sorry, Shakol Dover. Any material it could be made out of. Yochar would have thought, Yitzhishnaimazev, you should use two lots on this one, or two lots on this one. Tamalayim, Goydel Echel Hashem, the Goydel Echel Azazel, one for each. Rashi, Yochal, Yitzhishnaimazev, Vachakamagroid, Menosna Kolechem, Shneim, Goydel Lois, and each one you should have two lots, the Master Shneim, two. Tamalayim, Goydel Echel Hashem, Enksiv Shem, Elal Echmer, only one of them. Goydel Echel Hashem, only one lot had Hashem's name on it. Enksiv Azazel, and also Azazel, Enksiv Elal Echmer, only one of them. Says the one of Aiten. Yochel Yitl Shashem Vishazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazaz and it says you do two good all lights, I would have thought that you put, first you do the you draw the first lottery, and then you take the other name and put it on each one as well. I would have thought that you put each only one for each one. Rashi. And then you can choose whichever one you want. In other words, what you're doing is you're taking first lot is Lashem on the one on the right, let's say, and then the next one you take that Zazel and you put in the one on the right, and then you choose whichever one you feel is more chash or whatever it is. You put on, you know, it's supposed to be equal. For whatever reason, you choose this one to be the chattis. I would have thought so. So he said, no. Goyel echad, only one lottery drawn. Im kei matam alem a goyel olos. Why is it in plural? Now watch, he is shoving that they should both be equal. Shle yase echad shal zov, echad shal kesef. Don't make one lottery, one lot, silver, one gold. Echad goyel go one big and one small. Now what, they should be exactly the same. So then we had before the b'raisa, goyel olos shal kol dover, any material you want. Pshita, Why would you think otherwise? Lo tzricha. No, we need it. The time we learn, we find that anything with the Eibush name written on it is very chashiv. Shashem kosovol. The Eibush name kodesh Lashem was written on it. Who shows the tzitz made of gold? Yochai would have thought that since we're going to have the word Lashem here, also after that cane should be made of gold. Tamalaymer goydel goydel riba. It says goydel goydel to riba. It says to marbe. It says goyrolos and then goydel echel Hashem. So therefore, it says twice goydel to be marbe any material one. You can be marbe shal zayis from olives. You can make shal egged nuts, riba shal eskrei or wood, whichever one you want. Rashi. There used to be two taps, he made 12, so all the 12 kohenim with the davidic can wash their hands and feet at the same time. What was the purpose that all 12 kohenim involved in the tummy? Mikachin yedein aglen bevasachas, all in one go. Tony, we learn shachri b'meluya mekadish yadav ragla min elyon. Shachri is the key was full of water, so this where they use the upper taps. Arvis at night, b'ri dase the water level is much lower because they use so much water. Is mekadish ragla metachten from the bottom. Rashi. Ali the hula kelim the kelim. Yeah, says in what He also made a base. He made a muchlikir as a pulley system so that they can lower the kir every night because the kir is a clay shadus and the water in the kir becomes pustle every morning because of the fact that it was lina. And the Rashi says it's not kovadik that they have something in the base. Made becoming pustle every night. So he built this pulley system and they lowered this kir into the boir, the water there, and therefore the water never became pustle because it was joined, the water in the boir. Said Gemara, Navrinu Lididhum. Sorry. My muchni, what's muchni? By a gilgla, a wheel, a pulley of mishakala that lowered the kir into the water. Fine. Mumma's a melachazak kol yoke, made all the handles out of gold. Now, Vinuli Duzo, why didn't you make the kelim itself gold? Why only the handles? Omarabai said, you know why? Because the yodas sakinim, the handle of knives. A knife can't be, the knife itself, if you want it to be functional, it can't be gold, it has to be strong steel. So therefore, but the handle could be gold. Rashi yodas sakinim, she yefshala says, sakin atras, he can't make the sakin itself gold. So the Rebbeinu Mishnah has a question. Afhu asa kane kelim. He also made the base of the kelim, but ogine came and the handle of the kelim, the yodas came, the ogine came and the ears of the kelim, the yodas came and the handles of the kelim, the yodas sakinim, the hands of the knife. So clearly here that kelim and sakinim are not the same thing. So of gold. So you have your yodas kelim as well. So you had yodas sakinim made of gold, but also yodas kelim made of gold. So my question goes back. Why didn't he make these kelim itself gold? Why only the yodas? And don't tell me knives, because it says mefedish, sakinim, and it says kelim. We're talking about two different things. And it's Gemara, tagum abai, you know what it says kelim, you know what it means? Bekatso de nagi vechatzini, tzitzi, chatzini. We're talking about the handles of an axe and a hatchet. So there's a knife, and then the kelim here is referring to axe and hatchet. Also you need made out of steel, you can't out of gold, because then it won't be functional. Rashi. Sagi bekelim besisim meshavan base. Regular kelim base can handle what you hold the ears. V'yaz akini v'yaz kelim k'tani sakini k'tani again both. So we answer bekitza the gani v'chetziti yodes hakardumes ma'aglas from the sickles and the hatchets. So anyone write hilane imai mumis the mother hilane. What did she donate to the base of mikdash? Also she made nivresh shazav a golden menader. Doesn't say the mission why. What was the idea of a golden menorah? So Gemara says a fascinating thing. It's fascinating because here's the Gemara Yuman Daf Lamed Zayin on the base, and from here we're going to learn out a big machlokes Rishonim on the halach in Sota Brachas. But the sugya is right here. There's a little story here. This is why the Gemara is so, you have to learn the whole Shas, because it's everywhere. You can never finish a set and say you know the whole Inyan. It's impossible. Tana we learned. When the sun begins to rise, nitzoytzes yetzim imenos, because this is a reflection, so lust, you know, so shiny and everything else. So the rays used to spark off to the distance, you know, from the menorah, and people far away, on a hill, would see it and say, oh, it's Zman Krishma now. Hakol yoydim shigiz Zman Krishma. So everyone knew now Zman Krishma. That's how they didn't have announcements and have a calendar or they didn't have a watch. They saw the menorah, the golden menorah. Like we have now the menorah, tell us when there's no tachlim. Same idea. Now, we'll soon see what did we learn from here. Rashi Shigiz Man Krishma. The time we learned, Mitzvosa im hanetzachama. So what do you have clear from Rashi here? When are you supposed to learn Kirishma? Im ha-netzachama. And what does Rashi learn? What does im ha-netzachama mean clearly? Netzachama. Because the Gemara says here. We'll soon see. Talking about a minute. The Vasikin. We'll see in a minute. But right now, the Gemara clearly says here, not like that. The Gemara says clearly here that you're supposed to read Kirishma after Nates, when the Nates started, and Rashi says that's what it means in the Gemara Brachas, im ha-netzachama. So Rashi has a pshat now that the earliest time of Zman Kirishma is Netzachama. Not like we do in the winter, way earlier than that. Says the Gemara, I have a problem with that. Mason has a question. It says, HaKodesh Shema Shachas. Those people who read Shema in the morning, Im Anshe Mishmer, were the people who stand guard in the base of Migdash, and Anshe Maimid, and the Yisraelim, who represent the Jewish community there for the carbon they used to read earlier. The Yotze, you are not Yotze. Why not? It's too early. The Anshe Mishmer is too early. Anshe Mishmer Shkimi, they wake up early, and therefore when they lay, it's too early. Sorry, if you lay when they wake up, they wake up way too early. No good. And the Anshe Maimid, they're way machim. They come late. And therefore, they read much later. Because they don't read till after they finish doing the Karban Tamid. So if you can read Krishna then, no good when they finish their activity. I'm going to buy the Baye. No. The Sharam Rishlam. Not only those people, the Shaymanim were excused. And the Anshe Maimid were excused. They had to do the Karban Tamid. But Klal Yisrael, when did they read Krishna? When the Menela was shining back. So it's clear from this Gemara here that Zman Krishna is Netzachama. Rashi. They have to work that day. They read Kaitim Ayyim. They have no B'day they read before. They might have to do so much Avodah. So therefore, they did it before, early. They had no B'day. The people who stood represented the Yidin and the carbon. There's a mitzvah that should be guarding the carbon. They would delay. They would finish the tamid and then they would do it. All the other Yidin who come to the courtyard. Who simen? So simen lady is man krishma. Clear, man krishma. You see his long tesis. So tesis has three opinions here. As to what's going on here, because the Gemara there talks about the Vasikin, these are the Lecheda, the great Peter, Vasikin, the title of Vasikin is, according to Ramah, it means Talmidim. According to Rashi, means those who love to do mitzvahs right. Whatever it is, so these are good people. So over there, the Vasikin, they used to read Krishna before Nizachama in Legoimra, so that they can then daven Shemanesa and fulfill the pasuk that it says that Yiro'uchi Im Shemesh, that they daven Shemanesa by Nizachama. In order for them to have Shemesh Nezachama, they had to read Krishma before Nezachama. And that was a Vasikin, a noble thing. So first of all, Taisa wants to know, that means the Vasikin, the Samson Gemara, the Vasikin hold the only time to read Krishma is before Nezachama. So Taisa already concludes that we hold the 3 hours, Abishua says up to 3 hours a day. Vasikin agreed, they were just more Mahadir. But it seems clearly before Nezachama. So Taisa says that when the Gemara says, Im Nezachama, Im does not mean on the dot, Im means before, after, around that time. So the Vasikin did it. And then Teza goes further. Teza says that really you're allowed to read from when Yakir Chaveri Arba Amos. The Gemara says there for Tefillin and Teza for Krishma. You're allowed to read Krishma from the time until whatever later. But the Vasikin did it right before Netzachama. That's the best time to read it. The rest of the Eden wouldn't know when it's right before Netzachama. Vasikin, they were not just... Vasikin means also Teza seems to learn neither like Rashi or the Ramo. Vasikim means people who were very studious, who were very knowledgeable in the right time. They knew how to tell when it's... How is the world supposed to have no watch? How can you tell it's before Netzachama? You know, Netzachama, you see the sun. Amr Shachar or whatever, you had there's no moon left or anything. How do you know it's before Netzachama? So you had to know how to look in the sky. You had to know what you're doing. So those are Vasikim. So they would read before Netzachama. Everybody else had to wait until Netzachama to see this Menorah thing. So the first opinion taste is that you can read Krishna from, not Amr Shachar, but a little bit later. 6 minutes later, whatever it is, until 3 hours. But Taisa brings it up in Tam, which is very interesting. He brings it up in Tam, and I'll just tell you what Ben Tam says, if I can find it. He says here, give me one second. Vasikin did wrong. Vasikin did not do the right thing. Taisa says Vasikin were not necessarily, they did the wrong thing. You're supposed to read Krishna from Netzachama. So when the Gemara says like the Vasikin, Gemara says like the Vasikin, but not like them. This is the Gemara right here. The Gemara says that, like Rashi, that you have to read Krishna before Netzachama. You have to and the Vasikin did the wrong thing. A third opinion is when the Gemara says in Barachas that the Vasikin Goimrin emanates a chama, doesn't mean they like we touch normally, Goim means finished. Goim means that they read. He brings it back from another way, the Guru Goim means read. And therefore they started Krishma by Netzach Chama. That even the Vasikin did the right thing. So in the main time in the day, you seem to be learning the same thing, that you're not allowed to read Krishma before Netzach Chama based on the Gemara here. Either Vasikin did the wrong thing at the main time, or that he says, Goim means they read, started reading Netzach Chama. The first answer to this is no, that you're allowed to read Krishma from Amud HaShach or from Shiyaka Chaveda Dal Damas, from then you're allowed to read Krishma. The Vasikin just were Mahadim because of Adin Tefillah, not Adin Krishma. Why did they read Ben Netzach Chama? Not because of Tefillah. That's what they did then. So it's just interesting, because this little Gemara here, it changed all the halachas there in Gemara Brachas.
Besides the Rambam, which brings every halacha from every full of Gemaras, is there someone that actually just
the Tur. That's what the Tur did. The Tur did it in a different format. The Tur did it, he broke up all the halachas we take are based on the Tur.
But not halachas.
Structure.
Someone that brings in Brachas and have a look here in Yoma, have a look here in Sanhedrin, have a
the
look
Rif does that sometimes, many times. The Rif, you're looking at the back in the Rif, that's why the Rif was considered the father of halacha. The Rambam said that he got everything from the Rif. The Rambam's Rebbe, the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash was a Talmud of the Rif. And the Rif was the one who made that thing. The Rif's Rebbe was Rabbeinu Hanan. And the Rif's, one of his Rebbe's. And the Rif is what he did. What he did, well, the first one, it took halachas out of the Gemara and made a structure. And he brought, if another Gemara has the rest of the halacha, he would bring it here. And that's where the Rambam got based his whole Rambam, on the Rif. Okay, back to the Gemara here. I just find this amazing. You see, if you don't know Yuma, you would never know over there what to do. And you learn brachas. You learn the whole union of Krishna. That's three prakim on it. All you need is four lines about a woman who gave him an era, and suddenly everything changes around. It's just amazing. So the Gemara writes, the obvious, she made this template. Shabbat, when we learn, it seems from here, that you're allowed to write a pasuk, isolate a pasuk, we'll have more Gittin, the Homachlek, if you're allowed to write parts of the Teder, the Islamic, you know, you're allowed to break up the Teder. Here we see clearly that they wrote a pasuk down on a template, and they gave it to the Beis HaMikdash, so people can quote a pasuk from the Teder. Shamed Mino, from here you can see clearly, that Kais Megillah Tin Islam, you're allowed to write an isolated pasuk to teach a kid how to learn from there. No, right from here. Maybe they didn't write the pasuk word for word. Just wrote the aleph base. Wrote the first letter of every word, so the kohen should have. They know more or less the pasuk. The only thing is, they might not get the order right. So when they see the Rosh Tavis of all the words, they rather, you know, they know exactly how to write it. Basically, that's a question. It says, Kishur Kaisa, when he writes, Roye the Kaisa, Mashakasa, Batavla. It says in the Braisa, they used to use a template, see what it says in the template, and you inscribe that onto the paper that they put for the Saita. Sounds like he wrote exactly what it says there. Haki Temerosh Tavis, if you wrote Tavis, it would be worthless. Rashi, Kishur Kaisa, Koyin, Hakaisa, Megillah, Las Kaisa, to give her the Saita to drink. Kishakasa, Batavla, if he said, sorry, biting about it. Amos say, Roye he saw, the Kaisa wrote, not what's written, but Kemashikasa. Like what's written. In other words, the order what's written there, but the words he had to actually remember. Rashi, if he said money, I said, according to Rashi. Mezal, a question, because says another, but I said, when he wrote, Roya, he saw, the Kaisi, when he wrote, Mashe, Kosev, Betavla, what exactly what's written in the Tavla. Umar, Kosev, Betavla, then it says in the Braise, it spells it out. And what was written in the Tavla? It says, written in the Tavla is that, Im, Shochav, this is what he writes, Im, Shochav, Ish, Oisach, if a man, if you had a relationship with a man, Im, Loi, Shochav, and then he writes other pasik. It was a few psukim. Im loy shachav, and not a person did. Im shatis, and if you deviated, and the pasuk says im loy shat, if you didn't deviate, seems clearly from here that the Braisa, they wrote all the words of the pasuk. Answering the Gemara, hasam there bisirugin. The first word they wrote, and the rest they wrote Rosh Tevis. Rashi bisirugin im loy shachav, im loy shachav, achar Rosh Tevis, answering the pasuk. No, but the first few words are already pasuk, exactly what the Braisa says here. These are like the beginning of a pasuk, so you wrote the first three words of the pasuk, and the rest of the pasuk you did Rosh Tavis. So you can't learn from here that you're allowed to write whole entire psukim, at least Islam, to teach a kid, because they didn't write the entire pasuk. They only wrote a couple of words, and then they did Rosh Tavis. Rosh Tavis, Atzei Mikro, Yitzhak Shem, Rosh Tavis, Atzei Mikro, Bo Mayim Rosh Tavis, and so on and so forth. So invite what's his mice nikin nikin nasa nisim nes happened to the doors. Told him I'll ma nisim nasa. They said, what nes happened to the doors of the base? Amru, they say, kishaholach nikin when nikin went lahavi dalses, he went to bring doors from Alexandria to Mitzrayim. He went over to Mitzrayim to purchase these doors. Bachazi rasa, and he went back by ship. Amad olav nachshol shabiyam. A wave came and threatened to capsize the ship, so they had to lighten the load in the ship. The tiva to threaten to submerge it. Notl achesme, notlu achmen. So the captain of the ship came and took seized one of the doors. Betiluyam threw into the ocean and threw away a bunch of things in the ocean, but the ship still was rocking away. Vadaylanocha yam is off, and the yam didn't stop and it threatened to capsize the ship. Bikshu lahatil es chavata. They wanted to throw the other door down. Amadu v'korcha. He wrapped himself around the door. And amalam he tiluni ima. If you want to throw this door down into the sea, throw me with it, because I'm not releasing, I'm letting go. Miyad, as soon as he was prepared to be meis and nefesh for that, nochaya mezafa, the water calmed and still. Well, he missed tayach chavta, he felt bad. He went to Mitzrayim, he bought the two beautiful doors, it would be a beautiful set, and now he had one door, not the other door. Kiven shegiya legvula shel Aku, when he came to the north side of Aku, hoysa mevatzveses, how would he end up, why? So he's going from Mitzrayim to the Shalayim, why would they go over to Aku with a ship? It's pretty far away. I guess that's the only place where the port was. There's no port further down south. Kivun shegiya lenamlo shel Aku, they came to the port of Aku. Hoisa mevatzveses v'yaitza metachas defnei svinah. Suddenly, from beneath the ship, floated away the other door. The other door it was attached to the ship. That's one version. V'yesh, and others say, berya shebiyam bolos. So there was some sea creature that swallowed the door, the kiyosa liyabosha, and spat it out in the dry land. Well, le'am shleiman, regarding this event, shleiman melech writes, koydes botenu, the beams of our Beis Hamikdash, arozim, made out of cedar tree, rohitenu, they ran, beroisim. What does beroisim mean? Atika beroisim ele brisyam. There's some kind of covenant with the sea to protect those doors. Levich levor, because a nest happened with these doors. Later on, they change all the doors to gold. It sounds like from here we're talking about the first Beis Hamikdash, because we're talking about these doors that Shlomo Melech already foresaw it. The let it remain wooden doors. Every time they saw the door, they remembered the nest the Eibishter made. That's why they knew. Rashi, to make light in the load. Sorry, Havi Dal says Lishara Mizah Shalazar, the east gate Vishon Lechosh is made out of kappa. Nachshol Sara, the wind, Yitul Yam Lehokal Sfin to lighten the boat. Rekor Chachovka, he wrapped himself around and Mola port. Mokum Shasfin is now in Shachosh on Leabasha a port. Rehit Neloshon Delis a door. Shu Rots Vinoil Rots Pesach. Why is the door called? Because it runs. I guess he slammed the door. Rush and close and opens. El Bris Yam Kilu Korsa Bris Zooms. They made a pact. Vyashayim Berius Yam. Brisyam means berius yam, means the creature of the sea. Nishtanu kishi became rich. So what's it mean rich? Because Shlomo Melech was very rich. Sound like the second Beis Hamikdash. What do you mean by the first Beis Hamikdash when they became rich? They changed the doors. When did they become richer than the time of Shlomo Melech? Every time of the Achav. Says in Moravaita, Yeshayim, those who say, Mipnation, the Choshosan Mutzhevas, the copper it had, no, it didn't change, because the copper itself was so brilliant and shiny, they didn't really need gold. That is, it was a very refined copper, or it's a species of copper called kulunisa. And that copper generally shone like gold. They didn't have to change it. Not because of the nisim. And why are they arguing? The nisim is a good enough reason that you want to remember the nes. Yeah, every time you go to a place and nes happens, think of Baruch Baruch Hashem, nes makam hazeh. So why would they want to argue and bring other reasons because of gold? Don't know either. Rashi Kulanisa Mizukekas is fine. V'chein Shem Min Nechosh is the name of a species, a kind of a copper. V'hi Nechosh is color. Place a color. Okay, between tomorrow and Mitzvah.